Watch, man accused of dragging $5,000 worth of items out of Florida store. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2022. A man allegedly dragged a big load of purses out of a Burlington store in Hialeah, Florida, on Black Friday. Now, police are hoping to find the suspect accused of loading up on $5,000 worth of items, Local 10 reported Wednesday. Video footage showed the suspect pulling the bags through an aisle and stopping to grab more items. He even appeared to shove something into the waistband of his pants. "He's doing holiday shopping on the store's dime, and this is something we won't tolerate," Hialeah Police Sergeant Jose Torres told reporters. The Hialeah Police Department is actively working to stop these types of crimes. Although the incident happened on Black Friday, it was not reported until the following Tuesday. In November 2021, looters hit two Best Buy stores in Minnesota's Twin Cities on Black Friday, according to Breitbart News. At one location in Burnsville, 20 to 30 people ran into the store for the robbery, but police said no weapons were used during the incident and it was unclear what was taken. Another instance occurred in November 2021 when a group of organized burglars conducted flash raids at multiple Chicago stores early on Black Friday, Breitbart News reported at the time. Target stores have been experiencing looting on a massive scale, and the damage has come to $400 million so far this year, the company said last month. Per Breitbart News, the company is not the only retailer to point to a rise in theft recently. A spokesman for CVS said earlier this year that it has experienced a 300% increase in theft. Rite Aid said in October it suffered $5 million in losses due to theft in NYC in the most recent quarter alone. Home Depot said it has been locking up more products during the past 12 months in an attempt to stem theft. As Americans suffer the crime wave, the White House in September tried to downplay President Joe Biden's responsibilities when it came to the problem, deeming it complicated, the outlet reported.